For the Purpose Critique Education and Review, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is presenting...
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerd, and we're put together a White Elephant Gift podcast.
Yes, the reason we, or senior, came up with White Elephant is because it's like going into a room and seeing a bunch of pink elephants when you're drunk. So we're not drunk. We're just whiting it out.
And White Elephant Gift is when you got like a family or that office party. You bring a gift, and then you draw a number, and you get this mystery gift, and then you can trade somebody for something else. After that gift gets passed around three times in hands, it's solid where it is. It can't be taken out.
Kind of like, what do they call them? I'm trying to think of the name. When your uncle or you gave your aunt this and that, what do they call that? A fruitcake.
Oh my God, fruitcake.
Everybody wants to not get it, but they get re-gifted. You're the grandmother or the aunt that nobody really sees all year, or uncle, you get a fruitcake. And you're just like, really? Really? You got to say thank you, but you want to say frig you.
What the hell?
Why did I get a re-gifted fruitcake?
There was a few years ago, it was in the news, that they had some fruitcake that they had found in some of the MREs, the military ready-to-eat meals, from World War II. And they opened it, and it was still fresh. I don't think I would want to eat it, fruitcake as it is, but you know,
Listen, you hit the nail right on the head there, senior. I mean, it's bad enough getting it, because you know when you go like this with the box when you're younger, ooh, you know, you're happy seeing family, friends, and you know, you're in the spirit, you're like, ooh, what's this? And you look.
Fruitcake.
Oh, I love these. You're like, well, guess what?
Have you tried cakes and pies?
Little Debbie.
Mighty sweet, wholesome treat.
Little Debbie. La, la, la.
Chocolate snack cakes, oatmeal cream, Swiss cake rolls, banana twins. One after another, there's a Little Debbie treat for everybody. Cello wrap for lasting freshness. 12 to a box for only 49 cents.
They're the yummiest.
Aunt Sarah's cousin down the block, you're getting re-gifted this fruitcake.
I mean, as I've gotten more wise, it's like, I can have a bite and then put it away. I'll see you next week. But it'll be fresh the entire year.
Listen, do you really want a fruitcake re-gifted to you?
Not really.
Exactly.
No.
Especially now finding out World War II, it's still alive.
Well, it was about 7 years ago. It was a New Year's party I went to. This is like after the first year I moved to Vegas, and I was back in Oregon and got invited to one. And Uncle Roger had brought fruitcake for everybody. And this was like a mountain of nasty. So I'm like, okay, Roger, I'm going to show you what this fruitcake really is all about. So this is when Google had that, wasn't an app or maybe it was an app. I can't remember what they called it. But it's where you like, say like you hold your camera up at the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And then it'll tell you, oh, this is the Eiffel Tower. It can identify it, okay? So I took a piece of fruitcake about yay big, you know. Pulled the camera in front of it, and it did that little scanning thing, where it goes scans, you know, little, whatever, sundial, and it just kept, I just held it there, and it just spun around, and finally it goes, object unidentifiable. But I got it there, I have a video of that up on YouTube. I will reshare that on our Instagram accounts, WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast on Instagram. Got to see this.
Plus, I got an unexpected gift from Mabel.
Yes.
This was the cuckoo clock with the ornament in sync. It was a pretty neat video because One-Eyed Jedi, he says, hey, this is pretty good. The cuckoo clock says it's four, and the ornaments are moving at the same time. And like you said, that's pretty good for One-Eyed. I said, yeah. One-Eyed Jedi and the cuckoo clock. You got to see this video. It's funny.
That could be your new name, cuckoo clock.
Yeah, hey, it's all good.
So we went and did some gold mining in the town of Nelson, Nevada. What is Nelson, Nevada? That is the little tourist town about 45 minutes outside of Vegas. You start heading out, but instead of going to the Boulder Dam, you take a right. You go about 10 miles past the lake bed where Britney Spears shot her video at the beginning of her residency. Go on down, take a left. You go about 5 miles, but before you get to Nelson, up on the right side, there is a old 1859 gold mine.
Not an old 1859 grandmother or something you want to see be like that. An actual gold mine. And it's kind of natural high euphoric. Because like you said, the work's done. We can get in there and find the remnants.
So what we did was, give your side of the story. Give your observation instead of me babbling.
Drive in. You see all kinds of neat rocks. Like you wonder what the Indians and cowboys actually did with horses and cattle and wagon trains. How they got over. This is the setting. Or like one of the Comanche or one of those Apache movies. Really cool area. And you come in and you just drive in and then you pull off to the right. And then you got to go down like, what, about half a mile down a dirt road?
About type a quarter,
of
thing, mile,
quarter mile.
A couple football
fields. And then you see this little hole in the ground. And it's like, you wouldn't know it's there unless you knew it was there. It has like a...
There's an old building structure outside of it.
But what do you call that they build it with? Like old tin roof, like tin, old stuff.
Tin, sheet metal.
Yeah, sheet metal, thank you. Old, nice, cool shit. You see sheet metal, you're like, okay, blah, 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 but you got to go do it. So you go up about 40, 50 feet up on the mountain, which we're not supposed to be doing because I think it's private property, but we do it anyway because we're nerds.
It's actually, here's my thinking. Even if it was a claim and somebody owned it, it was a private mine, you're not going to see some 85-year-old guy coming out of the bushes, hey, that's my claim, you know, so it's just not going to happen. Plus the fact that that's a creek bed there, that's a floodplain.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, so, and it's not like it's a working mine or we're taking anybody's thing. We just went up there to find fragments of copper,
gold,
different color rocks, silver, whatever we can get our nerdling little hands on. And lo and behold, there's a nice big hole, which we didn't go down in there. But the neat thing is somebody dynamited, chiseled this out, and it's just fantastic to know, like, what the hell were the people doing?
You can find the quartz veins, which is what you want. We each took hammers and basically started. I was basically redoing, explaining what I did in Tonopah, but now doing it here at this mine.
And some of us got some frustrations out beating the rock, so it's kind of like our hands hurt. But it was like, wow, you know, some of these people I don't like, I can say, bang ass, and I feel better now. So I
got to throw a song in it because this song is like a gold theme song. I got to throw this in because it's extremely appropriate for what we're talking about, okay?
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold his name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. A brand new game.
All right, so you've never heard All the Gold in California by the Gatlin Brothers?
No, but I'll tell you what, it gets to the heart of a soul if you are a dreamer and you want to go for the gold, because you probably wind up with coal from Santa Claus coming down your chimney if you're bad, so you have a better chance, not being negative, but it's a hard game to play. Yeah. It's like striking gold. How many people go out in gold mine and want to strike it rich and fail?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, we went out there basically with just basically, you know, workshop hammers. That's all. 16-ounce hammers. And, you know, back in 1860 when they were creating these mines, you got to bring your shovel, your pickaxe, your dynamite, your burrow, your tent, your living, everything, you know. But here we are. They did all the hard work for us because it's a pile of tailings, leftover rocks. And we just go and we're just cracking open those rocks. That's why I thought, I like that song, because it reminds me of what we were doing, the...
Hey, that...
cracking the rocks open.
That put it perfect for me, because mine was more of a frustration slash, honestly, getting away from Vegas, getting a little breather, slash, you know, with that little juice thinking of treasure hunting. Like, well, you're gonna score.
After we got the first one, because I...
You didn't want to stop.
Well, I showed it to you, and you're like, is that what I'm looking for?
Yeah, and you don't want to stop, and then it's like your hands hurt, you're just like, whatever. But you know what? I'm glad we did it, because you never stop going for the gold.
Oh, God. I mean, that is a great little mine, because you walk... We were basically in the alcove. The walls were high, about 8 feet above us. No ceiling, still the blue sky, but the wind was not blowing on us.
Nope, because we got
in nice condition.
And the natural, unnatural, man-made cutting out of the side, the dynamite of the hill, that we, or the mountain, we could go and get out of the wind and take a shot at treasure hunting.
And we might be, what, were there for 1 or 2 hours? Cracking
Yeah, that was fun. And you said, one more. That's it, just one more. Stay there all day.
But we had other plans. I could stay there for free. It's a good thing we had other plans.
Yeah.
I could have stayed there all day, just because once you start going, it's like more. I went out of there with a pretty good bag of rocks.
Yes,
you
did. And you know what's neat about it?
I will post pictures of them on our Instagram account, so you can see those, WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
But what's neat about it is you can have everyday rocks in your brains and actually go there. And then when you hit that hammer and get a spark, literally sparks.
That was cool.
That was neat. You're just like, wow, these guys did this 100 years ago with the dynamite, but they still had to chisel it out of there and haul it out like you did rocks. But they're a little more successful at it than we are, because they kept going deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
But we actually took the time to do it. And it's like that experience, like a new adventure, escape.
Yeah.
And you really think you're going to find something. And it doesn't matter if you do or not. It's just that mental doing.
I made a nerd comparison to it, of that episode of Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
Where they find... I mean, okay, first of all, you're not going to find gold on a volcanic island, okay?
And first off, you're not going to find people living with cameras and all kinds of neat coconut stuff, pie and stuff. But Gilligan's Island, you just got to be happy with what you got. And it's like, we all need an adventure in life.
It would be fun to find that gold nugget or that nice vein of gold or silver or magnet or whatever, metal.
Or copper.
Or
finding, what the guy said, a meteorite or something.
Yeah.
Finding anything.
That's why I think it's funny, because it's like, we're up there. The two things that you would not be doing in 1860 is just with a hammer from the workshop. And it's like, I can imagine someone looking, what are those guys doing? Oh, we're gold mining. Okay, good luck.
Good luck.
Because after that, we went down into Nelson, where they have filmed. I mean, how would you describe this town?
Nelson is like one of those homemade old Wild West towns, but with a alien slash Planet of the Apes, the original type of feel.
Walking Dead feel to it.
Yes. Like in the middle of nowhere slash
they
that,
give,
but
they have a gold mine there that they give tours on.
Yes, yes.
But if you don't want to do that, you don't have. It's a neat. Kevin Costner. 3,000 miles
to Graceland
was filmed there.
You ready to play?
Always ready to play.
Good.
Here we are at the Riviera Hotel and Casino, and it's International Elvis Week.
It was a night.
The king may have left the building.
I don't know what the big deal is. That porker's been dead for 20 years now.
but two guys have come to steal the show.
Hey, man.
Try to think of us as the Osmonds, only we don't get along.
One's got his style.
Hey, Elvis, you look great.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
The other has his attitude.
Long time no see.
I'm your partner. Sometimes I actually think you believe you're the king himself.
In the flesh.
You stole my car, you stole my money.
You're so paranoid.
Damn it, you almost hit me.
Are you nuts?
Probably.
What is it with those sideburns? I glued mine on for the job. For you, it's an actual lifestyle.
So I rob the casino.
Because everybody else robs banks.
Time to go to work, baby. Woo!
They're taking the act to Vegas.
Main booth, scramble security.
Come on! And bringing down the house.
Hey, man. It's always a pleasure taking care of business with you.
Could have been easy.
Wow, you must think I'm some cheap date, huh?
Three 3,000 miles to Graceland.
Smoke?
No, but I do everything else.
Nasty habit.
Breakdown, I think part of it they said was filmed there with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
JT Walsh was
a lot
in
of
that
celebrities.
One. Yes.
Well, Donnie and Marie did a photo shoot there. I actually got some of those photos that aren't published and shared them on our Instagram account,
which I think you should have to reshare for people.
Yeah, if I can dig them out and find them.
But you get so preoccupied in life and just with normal day hustle and bustle, and then the holidays, and then, you know, mourning families and that you lost, or friends you're not in contact with or people that have just passed on. You know, we nerded out in a good way. It just made you feel like, you know what, life isn't that bad. It does exist.
After swinging the hammer for 4 hours, I was tired.
Yes, me too. Then we went to another little area, which we found these other big caves.
Big gold mines. It's called El Dorado Canyon. It's as you're about a half mile from the Colorado River.
The only thing I can say is, oh, and I say that because these things go deeper and bigger than the other ones. And I would not recommend going down there unless you're in good physical health, mental health,
and a good flashlight.
And a good flashlight. And
the story behind it about the claim jumpers back in the 1880s, 1860s, they would kill you over a claim.
And they said they found, they have a plaque by this town, Nelson, now. The guy, they found all kinds of bones because, like you say, who knows if it was that? Who knows if it was cannibalism? Who knows if the person went nuts? You just don't know. What they call that? Yellow fever?
Gold fever?
No, I'm not talking about the gold fever when they got sick, actually, and people went mad back in the 1800s.
It's kind of like when Fred Flintstone, who was addicted to betting, and he would go bet.
Yes.
Hey, Fred, open up.
What do you want?
How about a game of marbles, Fred?
Marbles? Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Why, Fred?
I got my reasons.
Hey, tell you what, Fred. We'll play for a nickel if you want to bet.
You kind of get that mentality, you know. Gold, you know.
And how about if you got both? How about if you got the yellow fever from back then that made you crazy?
You mean malaria?
No, the yellow fever that people got sick and they had to burn the cabin or whatever because it was catchy and you'd go mental.
I want to say it's malaria, but maybe.
Malaria? I thought it was yellow fever. Anyway.
Could be one and the same. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Nerd on it later.
And I'm not good on that type of facts, but, you know, they would have to burn the cabin. It was on Little House on the Prairie
stuff.
And I look it up when they got sick and they'd have to burn it because it would make you go mad and stuff like that. Not rabies, actual getting sick.
I remember that.
And what happens is Imagine having a combination of both and you're living in a cave.
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody comes along and says hello, boom, crack with a hammer that we took, but something bigger.
Yeah.
And you take them down and you start talking to them and you got gold there. Ah, it's mine. You can't have it.
I was trying to be very picky and choosy about what I brought back, but I still brought back a couple of rocks the size of my fist because I could not crack them open with a little workshop hammer. I'm like, I'm taking you home and I'm going to take a sledgehammer to you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And it takes out some frustrations in life. For things you don't like.
Yeah, you kind of gave
the therapy.
You gave the roll call of everybody you have a displeasure with there in Las Vegas.
Yes, just in Nevada, but it's all good because we didn't do anything about it. We just hammered away and we just kept hammering. And I'm like, you know what? Like you'd say, hey, people haven't done this for a long time. I'm going to take a piece of the rock out a little deeper. And then it's like I threw something in and there was like this whole hidden. Looked like a well was dug or something.
It goes down about 25 yards.
Yeah.
And it opens into this huge room.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But we did not go down in too far because after you go in about 15 yards, there's a hole in the ceiling that it looks like they put in there for the purpose of getting out more of the ore for the extraction.
Which is amazing how it's structured looking like columns, but man-made out of the
earth.
Yes. That's worth it just going to see.
They did it right.
Yes. And, you know, you just imagine all the guys that brought their girlfriend there and say, oh, I'm going to marry you here. And then they turn around and they just have a very fun evening of cave spelunking.
Oh, I can't even touch that one.
Oh, my gosh. Because you see the remnants of burnout fires.
Yeah.
And bottles. And you see, you know, what do you call that? Shells, casings from the bullets and stuff like that. You know. It's
just, yeah, yeah.
That's the desert life.
A lot of spray. I mean, there's a lot of graffiti.
Yes.
But, you know, this place is so. It's like a 10-story building underground.
It's just amazing. And we want to spelunk and explore and re-splore more. And do
so that'll
stuff.
Be another day. We'll
get yes.
decent shoe wear, proper flashlights.
And go down with properly. Hopefully we are a little better in physical shape on Jersey's side here and we can endure it a little bit and experience it and just be like, wow, spelunking in a different way as a gold mining combination.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah, because I told you about how I would go cave, it would actually, the caves in Central Oregon around Bend, around Mount St. Helens, there are lava tubes.
Oh, wow.
Which have been exposed due to earthquakes, a roof caves in. And then you can explore down one end of the lava tube, and then you explore down to the other end of the lava tube. But down in this El Dorado Valley, there are like 10 different tunnels you can go down into.
Wow. See, that's the amazing part. We don't know what you're going to run into.
Yep.
Animal, carnivorous, person,
miner,
remnants.
Miner from 1859 who fell through a time
yeah,
warp.
Yeah, you might find old mining supplies behind a hidden rock. Who knows what kind of treasure?
You never know, yeah.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
So that's about all I can think of for this quick podcast. And I want to go out with this song.
I wish they all could be California girls. Well, East Coast girls, I really dig those.
All right, David Lee Roth, remix of California Girls, taking us out for the new year.